across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. And in with us this morning, Stephen, we've got the Ari. The Ari.
Hello.
Ari, you must have some sort of history with Jess because, I quote, just as Jess was doing her news bulletin, Ari over here said, God, I missed her voice.
Yeah. She's the best.
This is nice.
How do you feel about this, Jess?
That's so nice. Morning, Ari.
Good morning, my Jess.
Your Jess. This is lovely. Mm. I feel like a reunion of old souls is happening. What's going on? How come that's happened?
What, reuniting?
Well, just, yeah. How do you guys know each other, Ari? What's going on?
Oh, gosh. It was years ago. So she was a couple of years above me in uni, and we started at the same radio station on campus at 20 RFM.
Isn't this a lovely twist of fate?
It feels like forever ago. Yeah, it was.
It probably was. You're getting old.
Shut up.
Small world.
Too early for that.
Even smaller in radio, isn't it?
It certainly is. So there we go. We've got on board here the Ari. Stephen, how was your night overnight?
Yeah, good. I'm tired, but I'm filled with Christmas joy. After we went to the Hunter Valley Gardens last night for our Christmas light spectacular.
That's right.
Lots of people dressed up and feeling the cheer. I don't know. And I went and saw the lights for the first time. I'd never been before.
Yeah.
I'll give you a bit of a review later in the show.
But excellent.
I thought they were, here's a hint for you. Mm. Spectacular in the name. Spectacular by name. Spectacular by nature. That's
lovely.
All I'll say.
There we go. And of course, here's another little hint for you. You went off to the lights, like clipping your heels together in the air with Scott the Chippy Frappell, who was dressed in a full elf costume.
That's interesting.
Voluntarily as well.
By his own choice. That's right. So look, all of the cheer and excitement ahead of a Wednesday.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with The Novos.
New FM.
A warning out this morning that, you know, how they cut the gas, in the future, you won't be able to use gas.
You won't be able to build a new home
with gas.
Yeah, gas outlets.
They're saying that it might happen with the pubs as well. And if that happens, the price of a schnitzel is going to rise to $40 on average.
No, it won't.
That's what
they're
saying.
Based on what numbers? Based on what maths?
This is a guy from the Australian Hotels Association, the president, who owns one hotel as well.
But aren't they meant to be more efficient, these, like, new electric burners
and stuff? Well, that's what I thought.
So it should be cheaper.
Well, that's what I thought.
But nobody's going to pay that much money for a schnitzel.
Well, I wouldn't be.
No.
I'd just switch to a steak. Job's done. It can't be that bad, get it?
How can they justify increase in price if it's meant to cost them less to run it?
No, I don't know, but this was that they had their, like, they have their big Christmas lunch, and he did, like, this big speech as the state president for the Australian Hotels Association. He's like, that's what's going to happen. Cost of everything's going up.
I don't like to throw this term around lightly. Mm. Feels a bit like fear-mongering.
You reckon?
Yeah, just stirring up a crowd, stirring up a frenzy. Don't take our gas away.
Do you reckon he just really likes cooking on gas?
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant.
It's better, isn't it?
Undoubtedly it is. I've never cooked on an electric stove that went, this is amazing.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah, something to be aware
of.
Like
you said, Ari, no one is paying $40 for a schnitzel.
I won't. Just use the air fryer at home. You're all good.
There we go. Good top tip from Ari as you wake up with The Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, someone who is very fashionable. Jess MC Rouse, our favourite journo. Now, Surfest growing next year. What's happening?
It is. So they've added two new events to the lineup, including the first ever event for Surfest held outside of Newcastle in the Hunter region. So they're going to do the Cadet Cup. It's going to be for under 12, under 14 and under 16. It's going to be at Bonnie Hills, south of Port Macquarie. It's going to be the first event of Surfest on February 10 and 11. There is already a Cadet Cup as well, but it is still going to go ahead at South Bar Beach, which is later on in March.
So hang on, is this like a competing Cadet Cup? Or can you do both?
Maybe you can do both. I don't know.
Why not have both?
Exactly. Yeah, fair enough.
If you're a cadet,
why
might
have
as well
one
get,
when you can have two?
Get your hours up. I like that.
Exactly. And there's also a pro junior event, which is going to be a qualifier for the World Surf League Junior Series for surfers aged 20 years and younger, and that's going to be at Berube Beach on February 24 and 25.
There you go. Lots of opportunity to watch surfing. Surfing, yeah.
Your
USA.
Your favourite sport.
Exactly, yeah. It is.
Yeah. There we go. Chair surfing right now. It's all right. I'm sure there'll be lots of
good vibes. Good vibes.
No, we love it. And, Jess, we've got some more Tassie Devils calling the Barrington Tops home.
We love a cute story for Hump Day. Barrington Tops, obviously home to Aussie Ark, the conservation organisation. They've released some more Tasmanian Devils into their sanctuary. They have like a 400-hectare fenced off area in the Barrington Tops that is free from, you know, the pests, predators that target Tasmanian Devils. So they've released five more in there, and they're hoping that when they do pouch checks throughout the season that they'll have some baby Tasmanian Devils, and then we'll have even more.
That is cute.
That's
so
nice.
Cute.
So we have five more. How many are up there? I've got no idea. I can't remember
the number, but there is a considerable number. Like,
right, okay.
The Aussie Ark have been up there for years now, and the Tassie Devils extinct on the mainland, so they're doing an incredible job of, you know, keeping the species alive.
Bringing it back, basically, to the mainland. Very good. Yeah. That's exciting. I'm glad there's someone's looking out for the animals, isn't it? Because there's not enough of that going on.
Exactly.
No, that's right. Yeah, you know, these, like, well, they'd been extinct, so luckily someone was going, oh, we need to put them back again. It's good stuff. A good news story for your feel-good Wednesday.
Guys, we're diving into the fashion world, which is something I don't normally have my finger in the fashion world pie, if you will. But the Miss Universe pageant kicked off last week, so I think it was the preliminaries or something like that. Anyway, a headline that grabbed my attention was Miss Thailand. Her name's Anna Suingun Iam. She's wearing this hidden precious diamond dress. That's what it's called. Basically, it's a bunch of diamonds stuck on, I don't know, with super glue or maybe other methods, to a bed of ring pulls. So she's made like the base of the dress out of the can tops. That,
like,
you get
from a drink can.
Yeah, exactly, like a Coke can. She's grabbed a little ring pull, the soda tab top thing, and she's got a bunch of them together, put some diamonds on it, and it's this dress that she's wearing at the pageant. It is, like, she has done a very good job. I've shown the team photos.
Now,
you guys
Ari,
both impressed.
What are your thoughts on it? Because, well, I think you wear more dresses than me.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know what you do on a weekend, but...
Like, occasional dress, but not that often.
Oh, look, I'm pretty much looking at the photo right now. It's very creative. I think she's hidden kind of the can tops quite well. I mean, Stephen, you were saying, you know, I mean, it's easy to hide anything under diamonds, but I think it's really pretty. It looks kind of light.
There you go. Mm. Okay, so it sort of looks a bit like chain mail or something, like a modern chain mail.
And it's got like a personal message to her as well, because she's come from a place of poverty and her, like, parents were like garbage collectors or something like that. So anyway, it's got significant meaning to her.
Sure.
But what I realised and what you uncovered, Krivo, while we're doing research on this story is, I don't know if it's a universal experience or if it was just a couple schools, but like when I was growing up, we used to collect those ring pull tops and you used to put them in a big ice cream tub. I don't know, maybe you get points for your school faction if you got the most ring pulls, whatever, I don't know. All with the idea that we're collecting these ring pulls to go and get made into wheelchairs for those that are less fortunate who need them.
Yeah, and you told me this story and I said, oh, you know it's a myth, right? You're like, what do you mean? Apparently, well, this is the truth. It's an urban legend that they're turned into wheelchairs specifically. They're aluminium, yes, but they're just recycled the same way any other aluminium is.
So they just, like, sell it for scrap, do they?
Yeah.
Give that to charity? What happens?
That's exactly what happens. They're not specifically going, oh, Stephen's school, he's collected, you know, 50 ring pulls, let's turn that into a wheelchair. Not happening. Just goes in the big pile with all the other aluminium.
Now, I know that, like, cash in hand is better than two wheelchairs in the bush, as the famous saying goes.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I don't know, my world was shattered, like, the first time you figure out that Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Like, same way.
Honestly, I felt that exact same emotion again. I know it's still going to charity, it's all good. Just doesn't feel the same, though. Like, I actually can't believe it. My childhood feels like it has been ruined a little bit.
And the other thing is, like, if you say your whole school was gathering those little ring pulls, mm-hmm. it's just the aluminium scrap price. So it's the same as like a screen door or something. So maybe if you got heaps and heaps, your whole school, maybe like $100.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
For all the work that's put in from pulling it back and forth to, like, pop it off and everything.
It's not that much manual labour, really. But, yeah, I'm a little bit gutted. I'm glad it's still going to charity. And I'm glad this dress is highlighting, you know, like, the reusing culture and the upcycle culture. But, yeah, I'm a bit gutted they're not going to wheelchairs.
It's still happening, too. So if you see somebody saying, oh, have you got any ring pulls, put them in a container for a wheelchair. Just tell them the truth, please. Let's end this misinformation once and for all.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, here we go. Your first chance to win for the day. This is so easy. If you've never heard this game before, we give you three things, and then it's your job to figure out what's the theme between those three things and do it faster than someone else, and then you win a prize.
Well, that's it. We make it real simple. First thing in the morning, maybe you haven't had your coffee yet. Maybe, you know, the cogs are still turning a little bit slower than usual. So we make it nice and simple. And if you can figure it out quicker than your opponent, you can get $60 to spend however you want at Sherwood Coffee, the newest best brew by locals for locals. And you can search Sherwood Coffee to download their app, get your first cup for free with the code FIRST.
There we go. Now, I'm just looking on the Sherwood Coffee website. If you click on their menu button, right, they've got some unbelievable toasties. Like you can see in the pictures, and you know these things never lie, the cheese oozing out of the side, the lovely slices of avocado on there. You go, this is living, right? So if you want to win that for free, 4967-4105, give us a call now and play Three of a Kind. Let's give an example, shall
we? Yeah, I'll give an example. Do you two want to play, actually?
Yeah.
So I'll get Ari versus Crevo here. It's like our example one. Remember, your name is your buzzer. So when you know the answer, buzz in with your name. If I were to say to you guys, for example, Hawaiian Supreme Meat Lovers.
Crevo. Ari.
Oh, I think Ari's quickest.
Yeah.
Pizza
is correct. It is really that simple. You'd win yourself $60 to Sherwood Coffee. Plus, of course, everyone on air today, we've got vouchers to the Young Street Hotel up for grabs as well.
Yeah, that's right. You can be in the draw for that. First up, we've got John in Whitebridge. How are you this morning, John?
Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, never better. Never better. Ready to go for a Wednesday. It sounds like you are as well, yeah?
Yeah, ready to go home.
Classic. The day's only just started, mate. You've done us in there.
He certainly has.
Finished for me.
All right. Well, up against John, we head to Edgy. Kevin, morning. How's things, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
I am very well. You excited? Understand how the game works?
Yes.
Lovely. All right, so let's test everyone's buzzers. Of course, the point scoring goes first to two, best of three. John, you go first. Test your buzzer.
John.
Lovely. And now Kevin?
Kevin.
Oh, it's all working. That's the main thing. Now, Ari's going to be our quiz master for today.
Yeah.
Ari, let's take it away for the first one.
Okay, here we go. First one is snakes, milk bottles and fantails.
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, quickest there. Go on, mate.
Lollies?
Yes!
That is correct. 1 point on the board. All right, well done. Now, John, you need this next one to stay in the game. No pressure.
Roger.
All right. All right, nice and easy one for you. Cappuccino, espresso and latte.
Kevin.
John.
Oh, Kevin was rapid there.
What's the...
Types of coffee.
Woo!
That is correct, which means you're our winner. He's gone and done it, and on coffee, you get coffee. $60 to spend at Sherwood, all yours. Now, John, as our runner-up, I know you've been working hard all morning, but can we get you back for another go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one. I like that. You know, winning on winning and only local
it's
winning.
It's not a hostage situation, John. You don't have to if you don't want it.
It's only if you want.
And if the rumours are true, Newcastle bars will finally be open in the next couple weeks.
Well, apparently sand has been seen on the bottom of the bars, which means the pumps have been turned on sometime in the last few days as
Excellent.
A test.
Well, it's been a long time coming. Mm. I mean, we've all had to deal with the absolute traffic and parking chaos at Merriweather Baths in the interim while this was being sorted. But it looks like it will be happening this month. And in, I guess, an attempt to get that all ready and bring some life to the area, I've seen a post from New Italy Nelms. It goes like this. Calling all local street artists. Make your mark on the iconic Newcastle Beach pedestrian subway. The call is out for a new painted mural to all artists and collectives with a connection to Newcastle.
Love this.
So they're trying to decorate it. And they pulled down all the old art and the old mural they had there.
Finally.
They're trying to create a new one. I guess a revamped one. One with a bit of a modern twist on it. And I thought what we could do, as a bit of fun amongst the team, is put our suggestions in for what we think should be in the mural.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to paint it, but we'll have the ideas and someone else can.
That's it. We can draft it. So like the first one that came off the dome for me was, I think, Ozzy the Mozzie has got to be integrated somewhere in there. Ooh. Like, we're in Hexham here.
Yeah.
We are near the iconic Hexham Bolo. So Ozzy the Mozzie, if he can find his way somewhere into that mural, I think that'll be a pretty good shout.
Nice. Mm.
What were you thinking, Ari? Have you got some suggestions?
Well, I reckon something to do with the Williamtown Rough base. Like, I'm thinking, you know, some jets flying over, and that kind of pays homage to our soccer team. So
true.
I'm thinking, yes, and, you know, who doesn't love Strike Fighter?
Yeah. Yeah, two topics, one picture.
That's it.
And here's the good thing, because it's like the subway, you could paint them on the roof so it looks like while you're walking under, you got jets above.
Perfect.
Genius.
Love
That's
it.
A good idea.
There you go. Jess, have you got some suggestions for our mural?
I reckon a burger.
Well,
you've got Newey Burger Co., we've got Rascals, some of the best burgers.
We did invent the burger. So,
but just one unspecified burger. Anonymous burger.
Anonymous burger. Yeah, okay. Have some fries on the side.
All right.
Look, no idea is a bad idea, but that's certainly the weakest of the three we've had so far.
Oh, hey!
All right, Grievo, what do you want in the mural?
Well, on the food theme, I thought we could have a half-eaten Cappadocia kebab.
Yeah.
And on the wrapper, you can have the Cappadocia, like, you know, logo or something, so it won't be unspecified. But also, I thought, can we have, as a reminder, valet, the Queen's Wharf Tower, a picture of the Queen's Wharf Tower.
Oh, I was thinking about that, yes. Yeah.
Because, you know, it was such an icon of the city. It'd be good to remember it.
Here's another idea on the fly as well, teaming up with your Cappadocia idea, is what we could do is we could immortalise the recently closed Cambo.
So I'm coming up
on the fly here, but maybe we could have like flashes of light and colour.
Yep.
If they found a way to make your feet stick to the bottom and the tunnel smell like feet as well, bonus points.
Yeah.
But maybe we should use it to immortalise the, you know, the live music venue, which was the Cambo.
And there's a good employment opportunity as well, because you have someone out there every morning putting a bit of fresh glue down on the ground. So it just has that, you know, sticky feeling underfoot. Yeah, those Cambo vibes.
Well,
take me back.
There you go, New Italy. You've put out an expression of interest. We've heard your call. We've answered it. Now you've got to do the right thing. Do the right thing by Newcastle and implement some of our ideas.
All of them, please. Ball's in your court now. Now.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And it returns for another year. I am, of course, talking about New FM's Giving Tree. Now, it's been a tough year for a lot of people. Cost of living's up so high. So if you can just, when you're out about doing a shop at Katara, Westfield Katara, if you can grab just one or two more things, just to pop under the Giving Tree. It's just on level 2, opposite Angus and Coote, where it always is. Pop them there, unwrapped. That would be hugely appreciated as we try and, you know, make everyone's Christmas a bit better this year, right?
If you head to the New FM website as well, there's a couple of suggestions that you can, you know, of gifts that you could give.
Yep.
I mean, and there's varying age ranges as well. I mean, for the kiddies, you can get stuff like Barbies or like Matchbox cars always go well.
Lego is always a big popular one. And there's, you know, smaller sets, more affordable ones, something on special you can just grab while you're there. It can really help brighten someone's day come Christmas morning. So dig deep this year, please.
Yeah, so more details, I guess, on the New FM website, newfm.com.au. Otherwise, like you said, it's level 2 Katara, and the place it always is. Dig deep if you can afford to this year, and make sure everyone's got something to unwrap on Christmas morning. We head to the States. Texas, USA.
Okay.
Where they've got themselves a bit of a stray dog problem. But it's not your typical, like, dogs loitering around or spreading disease. Rather, these stray dogs are causing all kinds of havoc, all kinds of dramas for this one particular car dealership. So there's two particular pooches which have been causing the majority of this chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's alleged that so far these dogs have caused over $400,000 in damage to this car dealership.
Ouch.
Now, I've shown you guys the pictures. I mean, you've got Google. You can check it out if you're at home.
Mm.
But basically what they're doing, are these dogs are going up to the cars in the lot. They've jumped through the little hole in the fence.
Mm.
And they're just ripping off, like, fenders and bumpers and all kinds of stuff. They reckon they've got teeth like steel, just getting their jaws in and ripping chunks off these, like, luxury cars.
And the thing is, with a luxury car, even one panel is like $15,000.
Mm. Yeah,
it's outrageous.
Rack up a bill pretty quick, don't you?
Yeah, so I know, for example, one of my friends had the bonnet of a Lexus destroyed and it was like $20,000.
Really?
Wow.
Just for the bonnet.
Wow.
So if it is a luxury car, you only have to ding a few panels here and there and you get your half a mil pretty quick.
Now, they've got the culprits on CCTV footage. And I know, like, if you're at home trying to visualise this story, you're thinking maybe some of those big, massive American bulldogs or something like that.
Mm.
They're not. They're, like, regular poachers. Like, it's hard to tell because, obviously, all CCTV footage is shot in, like, with a potato.
Yeah.
You never get great footage.
Terrible quality.
But, like, you can tell that they're not massive, big, aggressive dogs. They're just two cheeky little poachers who are just having a bit of a nibble on a car.
It's really bad, though. But I mean, destroyed.
But this is what happens sometimes, not through any kind of malicious behaviour, but rather through just, I guess, oblivious nature. Animals can cause damage to the car. They can wreck the car, which is the kind of territory I want to move into. 4967-4105. When did the animal wreck the car? Have we got any examples amongst the team? Maybe I'll go to Jess first in the newsroom. Have you got an example of maybe when your scary big old pooch Alfred has caused some dramas?
Alfred has definitely spewed in the car once or twice.
Oh,
and the first time, like, there wasn't a towel or anything on the back seat. So then it was just smelly spew smell.
Oh,
that was gross.
That is disgusting.
Exact same thing happened to my old man. He bought himself a new car as well, actually. It was like two days old. And we're driving home from Nan's place. Threw up all over the back seat.
Oh.
Only get that new car smell once, don't you? You can never reclaim that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Any more amongst the team? Oh, you're a big dog person.
I am, except I don't actually own one, but my brother's first dog, so I can do you one better than the vomiting story. So basically, his first dog was a bulldog, and he started scratching up the back seat.
Oh,
so basically, tore all of the material and just, you know, took some of the stuffing out of it. It's horrible.
And seats, is, like in cars, are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
it's you know, disproportionate to what it should be. Right?
What about your Whippet?
My Whippet hasn't, but when I was a kid, we went camping and a goanna got into the car.
Really?
And scratched the absolute living daylights out of it.
Like, how do you even get a goanna out?
That's it.
Well, good question.
It's now the goanna's car, isn't it?
And it panics as well then, and its crazy claws are going everywhere, and it put a big hole in the side.
You need the Irwins to come in and fix that for you.
Well,
absolutely you do.
Unfortunately, we didn't have their number, so we're stuck.
Well, this is what we're doing. 4967-4105. When did the animal wreck the car? We can compensate you for your wrecked car, I suppose, this morning.
That's right. We've got $75 vouchers for the Young Street Hotel, so you can have a little drink to forget your problems and maybe a meal as well. $75 to spend there. That's not too bad at all.
We'll go to Cardiff, though. Morning, Katie. What's your story for us?
Morning. Well, it's coming up to the anniversary of this incident. My neighbour's kids, they come home from school and the dog had gotten into their advent calendar.
No.
And Dad was away for work, so the mum didn't drive, and the kids have just come over just crying and screaming, like, there's vomit and poo everywhere.
Oh.
And so I got the dog into my Toyota RAV at the time, and I didn't really have any time to do anything except get the kids in the car with the dog, and the dog is just going from both ends everywhere, and it was the worst ever. I got, like, the vet isn't too far from our house, so we finally, like, got there and got the dog out, and I'm like, this is horrific. And I basically had to stay there because I had the kids with me and I had the dog with me, and I just had to, like, sit there while my car was just sort of baking. It was, like, hot summer. And I mean, like, long story short, the mum got a drop down there and I took my car. I sort of took it to, I think it was like a car wash, Clover car wash or something, and I'm like hosing it out, and like they paid for it to be like, Yeah, they paid for it to be like, you know, detailed and everything. But it was never the same. So RIP to whoever got that car.
You sell it like early on a winter's morning. And
oh, I couldn't sell it in summer because that smell was still deep in there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
I can only apologise as well to those that are perhaps having breakfast right now.
Yeah.
Because that is not nice for anyone to hear, is it?
No, not the right time.
Sorry, not sorry.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
So every year at the Waratah Shopping Village, they always have like their Christmas lights up and about. Right?
God, they're massive. Have you driven past, Ari?
Yes, they're beautiful.
So it seems like every year they get a bit bigger, but I always think, where are they going to put more? Because they've already used up all of the skyline of the village.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all flat, the roof.
That's
so
right.
So they can chuck it all up there, yeah.
But this year, because they've always run out of area, so they've commandeered a nearby gum tree, which they put these giant, like, Christmas light balls in. It's not even on their land, really. They've just gone, we're expanding, we're growing outwards. There's no more of our land. We're using the nearby, like, council land.
Tis the season.
I'm all about it. It's great. I thought, they can't go any bigger. Surely not. And this year, they've gone bigger.
I think when I drove past there, I was like, oh my God, where do they get the money for this? Because it's actually outrageous.
Well, I think their lights to shop ratio might be one of the best in Newcastle.
It's certainly there or thereabouts, I think.
Hey, it's impressive.
Team, I'm getting on my soap a little bit.
Here we go.
I'm a little bit upset, right? Doing my weekly shop at Woolies in Charlestown.
Sure.
And I went there and, you know, I guess willy-nilly picking my fruit for the week. And we've got such a variety this week. There's so many good fruits in season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going around.
Summer, yeah.
I'm picking some nectarines out. I'm picking some, you know, bananas out, some grapes, all the good stuff. I get to the apples. Now, of course, I go straight to the Pink Lady apples because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going, jazz doesn't interest me, Royal Gala, not interested.
Forget
go straight
it.
To the Pink Lady apples. And I start picking through them. And I start seeing a couple of what I coined at the time, lucky apples. Because they had, instead of your regular one sticker on there, two stickers.
Oh, one apple, two stickers.
I mean, that's exactly what I thought. So I guess I don't know if I've just haven't been jaded or I've got a naive view of the world, but I was sifting through all the Pink Lady apples trying to find all the ones with two stickers on them to take home with me.
You're a busy man. You got a lot going on. I get it.
All right. So, yeah, you know, there's a queue behind me, people waiting with their trolleys to have a crack at the apples. I was like, give me a second.
Hold on.
Wait your turn.
Anyway, so I'm picking through. I'm getting, like, I don't know, 10 apples for the week or whatever it is. And when I get home, one by one, I start eating these apples throughout the week. And I've realised a bit of a common theme. The apples with two stickers on them. Both the stickers are being used to hide blemishes on the apples, like beauty marks, birthmarks, if you will.
This is a big scandal. So what you're suggesting here is if you see a two-sticker apple, like two stickers, one fruit, watch out because hidden under there may be errors in the apple.
Well, I'm not the only one who's experienced this, right?
I cannot actually remember a time when I've had a two-sticker piece of fruit in my life.
No.
But I've never targeted them either.
Yeah.
So perhaps, like, because in a big pile of apples, maybe there's, what, I don't know, 100 apples on the stand. Maybe there's, what, how many do you think you were able to pick out that were two-sticker?
Maybe, like, 5.
Right, so 5%, rate, conservative estimate, has their, like, problems, and they're concealing them with this two-sticker system.
And part of me is really frustrated and really upset that I've, like, fallen for this tactic.
You've been scammed.
But also, like, I kind of look at it with admiration. I'm like, what a clever little devious tactic they've done to sell me the apple that normally no one would buy.
Here's the thing as well, because normally they'd probably be stuck with them trying to sell them in that, like, odd bunch section or whatever it is.
Unperfect or whatever they're called. Yeah.
No one wants to buy that stuff. Let's face it. You're at a supermarket. You want perfect stuff. And then they're stuck.
I mean, my question is, did you eat the apple?
Well, of course I did. Waste not, want not, you know? Like, in this economy, we can't afford to be throwing away fresh fruit and veg. But, like, if moving forward from now on, what once was such an exciting adventure looking for two sticker apples, I'll no longer be partaking in this treasure hunt. They've lost me business.
Here's a tip for you, right? See a one sticker apple you like,
grab another sticker off another apple.
Cheeky.
Two stickers, one fruit, no blemishes. What a win.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets.
And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Yeah, Ryan in the building, doing us a favour once again. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No worries, just got air slipped through the alarm this morning, so 40 o'clock saved me.
Mate, you are here on time, though, and that's all that matters. First and foremost, we look to this weekend's game, probably the toughest road trip in footy. Yeah. When do you guys travel to Wellington?
So we're off tomorrow, so first day back today. We'll train today and then, train tomorrow morning and then, bus to Sydney, then, fly across to Wellington.
So what's, like, total travel time?
Oh, probably 8 hours.
Oh, that's a rough go. Yeah. Exhausting, right?
Yeah, exhausting, but a bit of cards and talk a bit of dribble and all of a sudden we'll be in Wellington.
Well, it's probably pretty important who you sit next to on the bus/plane.
Yeah.
Have you got your eyes on anyone, or more importantly, who are you trying to avoid?
Definitely avoid Daniel Wilmering.
Okay.
Yeah, why, has he taught your ear off? Or?
Oh, he just, just doesn't stop. I'll just, I'll sit towards the front and, I'll probably
headphones on.
Yeah, headphones.
That's,
on.
Yeah, smart.
Movie or something.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it.
It's going to be a tough game as well. Wellington undefeated so far.
Yep.
What are we addressing from last week's game and looking to fix so that hopefully we can cause an upset?
Yeah, well, we'll go in today. We had obviously a recovery day and then a day off yesterday. So I'm sure we'll pick apart the game from the weekend. Obviously we've got to be better. Wellington's flying, so. It's a good test for us. Another game on the road. We've been on the road a bit this season, and we haven't done too bad away from home. So, we've got to go and find a way to win.
I know you'll never admit it, but you've been thrown under the bus a bit with some of the goals you've conceded. I mean, like, some pretty rubbish backwards passes, and of course turnovers, which have led to goals. Like, I'm just curious, as a fan, someone like Carl Jenkinson, who's got a bit of experience, how's he tracking? Is there a reason why he hasn't been out on the park?
It's
just a choice from the skipper.
Yeah, look, I guess that's not really for me to comment on.
Yeah.
Your pay grade.
Yeah, the coach. Obviously, the coach picks a team that he thinks is going to go and win the game. I guess the thing with, if you're not winning games, then all of a sudden it puts pressure on the boys that are starting to hold their spot. So who knows? There could be changes this week. There might not be, but we'll have to wait and see.
Now, when you get over there, do you get a day off afterwards, like to have some hokey pokey ice cream or something like that, or a bit of fish and chips or something?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty scheduled, like the away trip. There'll definitely be periods where, if you want to go out and have a look around in Wellington, you can do so. But, it is sort of a business trip as well. So
pretty tight
sort
of on the schedule.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So what, do you like fly back the night of the game when you play Saturday, right?
We'll fly back Sunday.
Sunday.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you get one night to, I guess, go into town.
I guess so.
That's a way of saying.
If you win, it's usually a green light. If you lose, it's red light.
Amber.
a long trip home, I suppose.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Fingers crossed you can cause an upset going to one. I'd love to see nothing more than you go there and absolutely topple the top of the table.
That would be awesome.
Best of luck, mate. Fingers crossed we can turn the form around and get the chockies.
Yeah. Thank you. Newcastle is behind you for this one. Go get them, guys.
Now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid Summer.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning, my name is Summer Cousins. I'm 6 years old at Coco Public School. And today's weather... Whiz Kid Days weather from broadcast is mostly sunny with tops of 27 degrees. Right now in broadcast it is 24 degrees. Now back to the nose of 1 5 3
UFM.
UFM.
Yes! Up and about. Good
well
job.
Done.
Now, of course, we do have to check in with Jess, our regular weather, presenter, to get a little score situation if we can, Jess.
Well done, Summer. That was so good. You're so brave to come on the radio and do the weather. I'm going to give you an 8 out of 10.
Brilliant.
Well
there
done.
We go. Good job. Simple as that. And remember, if you want to be our next weather whiz kid, I like that. It's very easy. Just go to newfm.com.au.
At 6 years old as well, there's a future here for you.
Yeah, that's
got
it.
You come in nice and early this morning, and we appreciate. Jess is lucky because she doesn't have to do any extra work. She loves this segment because you take her job from her.
That's
she
it.
She gets to sit around and do nothing. She
simple
loves
as
it.
That.
Congratulations, Summer. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids One Adventure Playland. You can jump, climb, party, and play unlimited playtimes to stay all day. They're open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book kidswellplay.com.au or, like you mentioned before, Crevo, newfm.com.au is the place to go to register as New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, if you've never heard how this works, welcome, first of all.
Where have you been? Well, what have you been doing?
Yeah, good question. But this is what we do. Basically, there'll be a couple of items in the studio, except only one of us will be telling the truth. It's your job to work out who is telling the truth. If you do that, you win the prize, and the prize is pretty sweet today, right, Stephen?
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute scorcher this weekend. If you're having a pool party, a barbecue, let us cater thanks to Singo's. $100 worth of free meat, the lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits today.
That's right. Okay, so all you got to do is call up now, 4967-4105, and then listen to our pitches. One of us is telling the truth. One is telling the lie. You've got to figure out who is telling the truth. If you can do that, you win yourself $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's. It's basically a 50-50. So
just put your detective hat on.
Exactly. We go to Cameron Park, where we meet Teresa. Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, you're from Cameron Park. Ari, who's joined the show here, is also from Cameron Park. You guys got a little connection going on, yeah?
Mate, I did not realise how central Cameron Park is.
Yeah.
Like, we lived in Warners Bay for 28 years and just moved over there, but it's so central to things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really nice spot.
Oh, we're neighbours. That's good.
What are we calling them? Like Cameron Parkanites? Is that what's the official name of people in Cameron Park?
We don't really have one, do we, Teresa?
Well, I used to say I live in the Grove side.
So do I. I'm in the Grove. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We actually are connecting two neighbours on the air.
I know.
It's beautiful.
This is, in fact, the chemistry between you two is amazing. Maybe we can do an off-air thing and do a podcast together.
Yeah.
Something like that. It would be a bit of fun. All right. Now, do you know how all the rules work and everything?
Yes, sir.
Lovely. All right. So today it's Stephen and I who will be pitching to you. All right. Well, I'm going to hand over to Ari here to take the reins. Away you go.
Yes. All right. So I reckon we should hear from Crevo first because I'm making Stephen wait. Putting him on the back burner today.
Okay. All right. Well, what I've got here in front of me, I've actually, Teresa, what I brought in is it's a little Hot Wheels car in the packaging. So it's a Chevy Corvette in lime green with the black wheels, and it's under that like bubble plastic. Here, I'll press on the plastic. Obviously, it's sealed, so I don't want to open it. But like, have a listen to this. Ready? Hang on, let me turn the music down for you so you can hear properly.
Okay.
Right? You know that like bubble plastic on the front.
Miscellaneous plastic, unbelievable.
You can hear that, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, and then the cardboard backing, this is what, I'll flick my finger across the edge so you can hear, okay?
That's outrageous. So I can't believe what I've witnessed.
It's Mattel 2004 model. And yeah, it's the Black Wheels Lime Green Corvette. That is what I've got in front of me. Over to Stephen.
All right. On the contrary, Teresa, what I've brought in is people might be aware that probably about a month ago, Harry Styles copied me by shaving off the luscious locks, right? I did shave my head. So what I've brought in is the murder weapon, if you will, the culprit of this damage. I've brought in my clippers. So what I've got is their Anko brand, which I think is just like the Kmart home brand type, Woolworths Select equivalent at Kmart. And they've got like a little clip here, which changes the length of the blade, so you can get a closer or, you know, like a more fine cut. And then there's a little guard on it. It's a 3mm guard. But yeah, I've brought in here, like, if it's got some battery, there it's going there. If you can hear that, that's pretty, I mean, yeah, that's the clippers right there. I don't know how I'd make that with my mouth.
Well, you would. You got the speaker on your phone up.
Is that what it is, you reckon?
All right. Well, they're two very...
Right, jumping straight.
I'm just going straight for it. Okay. You don't want to think about it a little bit longer, Teresa?
He was pretty convincing.
Of course it's convincing.
Well, congratulations. $100 worth of meat, all yours. I did just grab a random bit of plastic off out of the studio here. That's all yours. Well done.
The car was wrapped in bubble wrap and cardboard behind it.
Yeah, sometimes he makes up an elaborate story and he loses himself in his web of lies, but you did not fall for it, Teresa. Well done. $100 worth of meat. Thanks to Singos. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials.
Yeah, that would be so handy. Thank you.
If you cook up a barbecue, Ari can probably come over. She'll be able to smell it at her house. Simple
I can
that.
Do that for you, no problem.
All right, we're solving so many problems here at New FM.
What's the goss? UFM. Yeah, I teased it before, but the Hollywood Walk of Fame are inducting their latest star. It is none other than Hollywood heartthrob Zac Efron.
Yay!
Yay, you reckon?
What movies has he even done?
Are you serious? Oh, everyone remembers Baywatch. He's in the new film coming up, The Iron Claw. High School Musical, 17 again.
High School Musical is where I remember him from. I
haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, but that's more a you problem than general population.
That is true.
I just think, like, this isn't a knock on Zac. Oh, it kind of is a little bit of a knock on Zac
Efron. Sounds exactly what that is, yeah.
But, like, so he's going to be the 2,767th star inducted into the Walk of Fame.
Mm.
That's too many. It should be for, like, the top echelon, the elite of the elite, the biggest stars in the history of Hollywood.
Mm.
It shouldn't be for, like, someone... Like, there's a lot of stars on there where I'm like, who's that again? And people would list off a few movies and you go, oh, yeah, that person. There should be no one on there like that.
All right, question, because Macaulay Culkin just recently on there, thoughts and feelings around the team.
To be honest, everybody remembers him from, you know, Richie Rich and all the Home Alone franchises. And
I was
going to
say, surely you don't put Richie Rich on Home Alone.
I like Richie Rich, okay? No, but I think that Zac Efron's done a lot more with his career, so I believe he deserves it more.
Yeah, it's not a question of, I think neither of them deserve it, is what my stance is. And again, that's, who'd you say has just been inducted?
Macaulay Culkin.
See, that's a name I wouldn't know who that is without you saying that it's the person from Home Alone.
Yeah,
there
right.
There should be no stars on there. Of course, once you say, oh, it's a kid from Home Alone, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know
that
who
kid.
That is.
Yeah.
But there should be, like, household names that you picture instantly. You know who they are. You know all their big roles. It shouldn't be, like, 2,767 is too many stars.
What? So you reckon they should just get rid of some or just make it tighter restrictions on who's in from here on out?
You probably can't retrospectively strip people of their stars.
No.
Because the pay thing anyway.
They pay to upkeep it, don't they?
Yeah.
Make sure it's all tidy and stuff.
You pay for your own star. You pay for it to be installed and everything. So you can reject it.
So who would you like to see on the Hollywood Walk of Fame then?
Who's not that should be there?
Well, I don't know who's on there at the moment, but it should be, you know, like the Brad Pitts and the George Clooney's of the world.
Yeah, okay.
And then not much else, you know, like it should be the top A-listers, everyone else. You've had a great career and you've earned a lot of money. That's great. You don't get a star, unfortunately.
Maybe they should have it like a busy night at King Street Hotel, one out, one in.
Yeah,
like a maximum, a capped limit. There's, as one comes in, one's out. Who's bottom of the list? They're gone.
I don't mind that suggestion. Changing gears a little bit. Either of you ever indulge in playing GTA, the gaming franchise?
Here's a throwback. GTA 2.
There you
was
go.
Was a bandit for it.
Well, the trailer's been released for GTA 6. It's Damn. Come 10 years after the release of the last installment in the franchise, GTA 5.
Yeah.
They've teased a release date of 2025 somewhere.
What? So far in advance?
People have already been waiting 10 years. Now, in 24 hours, it already beat the previous record of 46 million views on YouTube for a non-music video. That was held by Mr. Beast. Not everyone is stoked by it, though. None other than good friend of the show, Elon Musk, not happy with GTA. He's gone, I tried it, but didn't like doing crime. JJ5 required shooting people in the opening scene. Just couldn't do it. What are you, a narc? What do you think? There's narcs on X? What a nerd, man. So boring.
And it's not real shooting. He does understand that. Well, maybe he doesn't. That's the point.
Oh, I don't like doing crime. You're cool. Brilliant.
But, you know, most games, you know, you have shooting in it anyway. So what is he getting at?
It's not the real life. Yeah, exactly. That's what... three people here with common sense in studio will see that. Unfortunately, though, Elon Musk doesn't have a lot of it. But like I said, 2025 is when they've slated the GTA 6 to come out.
I'm calling it now. It'll be pushed back further.
Fingers crossed not.
Yeah, 10 years is too long to wait. And Newcastle is famous at the moment right now because this photo of Coles in Belmont in the 1990s is going viral right now. It started on this Facebook group which like has photos of old shops around Australia, but it's gone on to everywhere. Everyone's talking about this picture right now. Mm. Essentially is the line of registers on a busy day at the Coles in Belmont in the 1990s. So you can imagine, like, the decor is very dated as well.
And
right?
You want to talk about how viral this has gone? My mum sent me a picture of this. It was in a newspaper in Perth.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the other side of the country.
Belmont Coles is on the map.
She's like, is this near you? Like, Newcastle's actually sort of a bit bigger than, you know, what you think, mum.
It's not just one Coles and one Woolies. Anyway, the discussion has been opened up because what's interesting about it, there is over 20 registers, all open, all with human operators, and it just shows, like, the big shift in how it's changed now. Because now you've just got the little self-serve section, and then there's maybe a couple of registers open at max, right?
Yeah, well, I think bring back the old man registers.
Well, this is the chat that's in and around it, because what are people saying? Oh, the reason there's so many registers open with so many cashiers is that you had to, like, manually input so many things, you know.
That sounds like a punish. And then, I was born in the right generation. I don't have the patience for that, I don't think.
The scan central system is a lot easier than what's there now. What's interesting as well is all of, like, the comments that are surrounding it. Because there is a lot of, I guess, nostalgia for being able to just walk up to a manned register at any point. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, oh, look, bring back the old days of when there was so many open. But a few internet sleuths have gotten onto this photo and they're looking into it and they're saying, if you look in one or two of the shopping baskets, they reckon they can see hot cross buns. So they're saying it's
Easter weekend.
Yeah. And there used to be, back in the 90s, there was a lot more closed, like, time over Easter. Like, now we just have the one day where it's closed, whereas that it'll be the whole weekend. It'll be closed from Friday back till Monday.
Right, okay, yeah.
So it's like more shopping being condensed into that shorter period. Now, some of the comments, great. Wendy has said, back when customer service used to be actual customer service.
Yeah, well, tell them, Wendy, preach.
Because you're a big fan, right? You like to go to a manned register.
I do. I enjoy the sport of small talk. I do enjoy, like, having a little bit of a conversation with a stranger and just learning about I feel like the shops are such a microcosm of society as a whole. You learn about so many new different people.
On the journey that you're there.
Are you guys self-service or manned registers?
Well, to be honest, I'm a bit of both. I do like to do my own shopping and do whatever, but there's just something so comforting about going up to someone and just giving your basket to them and being like, look, I just walked around this entire shop.
Do the work for me.
That's it. Yeah. I need some help.
I think I used to be more self-service because I was like, it's quicker, you know, you can zip through. But now, like, as you know, as society gets so busy, I wish there was more registers open. Like, sometimes I go, oh, I want to go manned because I'll, you know, feel like a chat or whatever. There's only one open and it's a queue of like 12 different people all the way back with massive trolleys. Oh, I'm never going to get through there.
They force your hand. They're cheeky.
That's what they've done. And there's one person. You can't chat to them, can you? Well, you managed to, right?
Yeah, I still hold up the line behind me, but that's not here nor there. Fingers crossed, they'll see this and they'll see all the discourse online and they'll bring back more manned registers.
It's a plea from the Novos.
UFM.
The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And in all the excitement of last night's not-so-silent night, the Hunter Valley Gardens, I almost forgot, tonight is our preview screening of One True Loves.
Yes.
happening at Event Cinemas Qatar. All right, you're excited for this film.
I'm so ready to go.
Do you love a rom-com?
I do. I love love. I'm a romantic at heart. Yeah. So any good rom-com, give it to me. I'll
and,
be there.
And there's a certain star in it that you've got your eye on too, isn't there?
Yeah. He's an Aussie.
What's
Luke
his
Bracey.
Name?
Luke Bracey.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
There you go. Luke Bracey, if you're listening. There's a call to action for you there. And all the listeners who have, you know, managed to score themselves, nab tickets to see it before anyone else.
Exclusive.
Hope you have a great night tonight. Like we said, Event Cinemas Qatar, I'm sure it'll be absolutely phenomenal.
And yesterday, we had the pleasure of going to New FM's Not So Silent Night. Mm-hmm. And what a brilliant event it was. Obviously, out at Hunter Valley Gardens in the like parklands area, rolling grass, bit of music and food. It was really, really fun, right, Steven?
And, of course, it was all leading up to their Christmas Light Spectacular, which I'd never been to before.
That's a shock.
Well, that's it. I guess, like, last year I actually did have tickets to go.
Right.
But then it was rained out the night I'd booked in. So I got a refund, and you know what the Christmas period's like. It's so busy, hard to
just
reschedule.
Don't get it. Yeah.
So lucky I got to go this year. And it is a lot of lights. They promise a lot of lights.
They deliver. Yeah.
That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah, heaps and heaps of lights. In fact, if you haven't been out there, highly recommended. Now, of course, the lead up, we had a nice barbecue and stuff, and, you know, meeting all the listeners was brilliant as well.
It was great. Yeah, lots of great interactions.
In fact, you had a particular interaction with a Susan, right?
Oh, I'm
regular
sorry.
Regular caller of the show.
I'm sorry, team, that I'm so tired, because this kept me up all night thinking. Honestly, I was staring lasers through the roof last night. Aww. Susan Edwards, who, like you said, is a regular caller and a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
She said, she gave me, I'd call it a backhanded compliment, but I don't even think it's a compliment. How's this? She said to me, "Oh, Stephen, you sound taller on air."
What?
What does that even mean?
It means
you sound like a very tall, you know, masculine man.
Yeah.
And then you met in real life, you're not as tall as expected.
Sorry to disappoint, Susan. Unbelievable. I left that interaction. It's one of those ones where you just throw your hands up. And you just have no idea how to react, what to say. It's rattled me, clearly.
The other thing we've got to talk about is, of course, the outfits, because there were some absolute belters. Our regular producer, Scott the Chippy Propel, he was in a full elf costume
that he
brought out of his own closet, just of his own volition.
I can't preface this enough. I can't emphasize this enough. He already had the elf costume at home in his wardrobe, regular rotation.
Right.
I'm guessing. Yeah, he brings it out for the girlfriend or whatever.
Volunteered to wear it. No one asked him to. He was just like, can I be an elf, please, in like 40 degree heat out of Hunter Valley Gardens.
I know. It was a very, very warm afternoon. Then we had another, listener who'd misunderstood the name of the show, right, Stephen?
Mm. Yeah, well, she came up to me. Her name was Michelle.
Oh, yes.
And again, like a great listener, she was talking to me about segments we've talked about throughout the weeks. And so clearly, like, he's
regular.
Like, yeah, likes the show.
Mm.
But she said to me, "Are you Stephen from the Crevos?" I thought I misheard her. So I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm Stephen. Crevo's over there." She was like, "Yeah, Stephen and Crevo from the Crevos." Now, we are not calling the show the Crevos. This cannot stick.
I mean, haven't you heard? I mean, it's just Crevo's world and we're just living in it.
Yeah, thanks for having us on this show, mate. It's an absolute pleasure.
It is a pleasure. And thanks for being on it, is all I'll say. It was a brilliant night. Thanks to everyone that came along. And look, we're looking forward to doing it again next year, because what a great way to end the year. Right?
Already counting down 364 nights to go. Whatever it is.
Mark that in the calendar. Circle it there, ready to go.
All right. Well, that's it for us for today. I'm going Christmas shopping after this.
So nice and early.
Trying to get in the good books with the family so that I get a good present back.
But where are you going?
Smart.
Charlestown Square.
Okay.
One stop.
That's the only place I shop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It's got Myers. It's got everything else. Cotton On, the jewellery shops, all of it. Yeah.
My local haunt as well. And I like that little, I think it's like a Byron Bay little pub they've got upstairs in the corner.
I was going to say, you just like the pub.
Yeah, well, I do like the pub at Charlestown Square. Yeah. So I enjoy that. Speaking of which, I'll be going to a pub this afternoon in Manly, making the trek down the M1.
That is south of
Newcastle.
Going
to see a mate of mine who's, he's here briefly from out of state. So, got to see him briefly. But trekking it off to Manly. But you know what? I'll be listening to New FM the whole drive.
That's it. And you can get a fair way down the M1. So you're safe right there. It's time now, of course,
course, to give away our prize of the day, and that goes to Katie in Cardiff. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You've won yourself $75, right, to spend at...
The Young Street Hotel.
One of my favourites.
Yeah, beers and food, whatever you want, basically. Cocktails if you want, $75. Treat yourself.
It's a voucher, so you can spend it on... You can buy all hot chips if you want. It's up to you. Ooh, live your own life.
Only local winners here on UFM as well. The winning continues right throughout the day. You've got Scott Chippy from Propel for your work day, Joel for your drive home, and of course, some of our new FM winners, our local winners, will be at Event Cinemas Katara tonight for One True Loves, our preview premiere screening.
That's right, more local winners. That's all we do. We're just all about local winners.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone.
See ya, gotcha. Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.